Hello, and welcome to the third episode of the Creation Theatre Podcast. First up, full disclosure, we're in a brewery. The creation team now works 2 days a week from Tap Social in Botley. You might have heard them. Lots of people at the bars at our shows these days are going, oh, Tap Social, amazing. They are a fantastic social enterprise, and they work with prisoners. They make delicious craft beer. We've tried it, and you can try it too at our shows this summer. So if you hear some clattering, crashing, doors opening, that's because there's brewing going on. I think they've got one of their amazing events on tonight, so there's a bit of crashing around. But anyway, that is not the point of this, although there probably should be a future podcast on the guys from Tap Social. In this edition, we're going to take a closer look at a very important aspect of creation. To those in the know, it looms larger than our performances, spreads out for the whole year, and every show features at least three times as many actors as a creation show. It's the education department. I've strong-armed Education Director Chrissy into being with me this afternoon to talk about what's happening right now as we finish one drama club term and kick off a ridiculously busy summer of workshops and what's going on, future plans. Hello, Chrissy.
Hello.
Okay, so for anyone who hasn't met Chrissy at a show or a workshop, just give us a potted introduction to Chrissy.
So my name is Chrissy, and I'm from Dublin. I hail from Dublin, and I've been living in the UK now for about 9 years. So my accent dwindles a little bit, but every so often I talk to my dad and it comes back. So I've been working in drama and theatre, university degree in Wales, and then I went on to do my MA in the Oxford School of Drama. So I was no stranger to Oxford when I returned last year, and then landed my job here. So that's one of my, I don't know what else to say, really.
So you have acted yourself a fair
bit.
Yeah,
I've been a professional actor for about 4 or 5 years once I graduated, and alongside that I've been kind of cultivating a nice little path for myself as also facilitator. So I've been facilitating kids from pretty much the age of 4 to like as old as you want to be, which is probably 70 is the oldest kid I've actually taught. I've been doing that pretty much alongside my professional acting, and then I just got to a point where I was like, moved to Oxford, fell in love with a theatre company, and now I'm just here.
Forever.
And that's what I do. Forever.
And in all the spare time that it sounds like you definitely have, you also run another company.
Yeah, so I run a company called Banner Collective, which is a multidisciplinary company, and it's basically a collaboration between Irish artists and Romanian artists, but that's kind of expanded now. So we've got a few British artists involved now as well. And we do a lot of new writing. So we focus very different to my work in creation, which is all about classic and old and wonderful stories. We kind of explore more new contemporary theatre, and we try and adapt and translate new writing from Britain and bring it over to Eastern Europe. So that's kind of what we...
So sometimes Chrissy will just, we have a team WhatsApp group, and we'll just get a picture of a castle in Romania because it's the weekend and Chrissy's come to Romania and we're all in black rolls.
Whereas normally when I get a castle from you guys, you're doing Dracula.
Okay, cool. So for anyone who hasn't encountered the education programme at Creation, then just give us a bit of a rundown. What's the sort of, not really the logistics, like that's all on the website and you can look that up if you care, but what's the ethos, what's the culture, like why do we do it and what do we hope to achieve?
Well, we do it because it's really, really fun, and the arts is incredibly important for young people, and they really, just connecting young people with classic stories, I don't think that's really done enough by theatre companies nowadays. Particularly, I suppose, Shakespeare and children kind of, well, especially when I was growing up, there was this kind of impression that Shakespeare was like, oh, I have to study Shakespeare. And that's when you're first introduced to Shakespeare as a child in the text format, and kind of like sitting in a classroom and learning how to speak differently than how you normally speak, and how that's really difficult, and why would you do that? And it doesn't make any sense, and it's really hard. And actually, the kids, when you introduce them to Shakespeare, we had like 6-year-olds playing Hamlet and, 10-year-olds playing Juliet, and they just absolutely love it. Weirdly, kids love the tragedy more than the comedy. They love playing the tragedy. But yeah, I think the ethos of creation is really just about fun, and about getting involved with old stories, reconnecting with old stories, and for children to interpret them in their own way, and then to stage them in their own way. And I think that's a really, really cool, then taking the control back on all these old stories and seeing them in a new light.
I think I should probably confess that as a kid, this is actually true now, that I just couldn't think of anything worse than standing up in front of loads of people and acting the horror. But I think I would really have loved Creation Drama Club. It's such a lovely energy. There's such the environment of a drama club group. There are the extrovert, sort of big confident kids who want to study drama. And then there are the kind of more bookish, sort of like to get engaged with the story, go off and do all the background reading, and they just kind of mesh as this lovely, whether they're 8 or whether they're like 16, they kind of mesh as this amazing company. over 12 weeks. And so it's not, sometimes I sort of think that when we say we do drama for kids, people think, oh, you teach them how to face the front and speak loudly.
Yeah.
It's helpful, yeah. But there's loads more stuff that goes into a drama club session that can kind of, yeah, it's just good for their
and different kids come for so many different reasons. And I think like storytelling is obviously our first and foremost kind of that's how we run the class. But you know, so many kids come just for social skills and confidence and public speaking in school, and there's so many hundreds and thousands of reasons why drama is important for children. It's not about just being the actor. That's why we don't really focus on lead roles, and we really don't focus on kind of one person playing one part. We really try and muck in, and everybody's an ensemble. So you will have children standing there on week 12 saying to another child, "This is your life." And we actually really love that, because it's children helping each other, and also they have a sense of ownership over the play, so they're able to go, yeah, you know, we've been working together for 12 weeks, I know your lines a little bit, so I can help you. And it's not just an adult at the end of the side of the stage going, you need to stand here, you need to move here. We're very much about kind of it's a more freeing and an ensemble, I think, is the key word for, I think that's actually the ethos, is probably ensemble. Mm-hmm. Because it is all about the kids coming together, and that's why we work a lot with kids who are like the 12-year-olds helping the 6-year-olds, and a lot of our drama clubbers go on and become young assistants. So we've got 7 or 8 now who have graduated from drama club at the age of 16, and they now teach or assist our facilitators with the 6 to 8-year-olds, and they're giving back the skills that they've learnt and still really understanding the environment that those kids are going through as well.
There's a nice, I feel like we're getting better and better with the education department sort of at the moment of weaving that connection with creation shows. So there is, there's kind of these really strong threads that run through, whether it's the actors being facilitators or the kids appearing in the shows. Like, they're not sort of separate silos these days. They're kind of...
No, not at all. And the children, like, the one thing that I know, even as a professional actor, I think my first the first time I heard site specific was when I was like maybe 17 or 18, and now I have 9-year-olds who have been doing, like, just last April, a lot of our kids did monologues for Shakespeare's birthday, and so they were just like thrown in the deep end completely. They'd learned a monologue, you know, we had a couple of rehearsals, and then they stood in front of absolute strangers in public in random places through Oxford and just performed. And to see them doing that, their parents were just so proud. I was like so proud, but to see them doing that is just, you know, it's an amazing kind of achievement for children that age, and in education to seeing theatre in different ways, and not just being presented with, this is theatre, it happens in this space and it comes in this form, but actually theatre can happen anywhere. And also it gives the children that sense of, like, you know, you probably did it as well. When I was younger, my mum used to always say, God, when I was a child, we used to be in our back garden and we'd, we'd just put on a play. You know, they didn't have any money. They just put on a play. We made up stories. We wrote them down on a piece of paper and we performed them. And that's kind of what we do. The children choose the play. We present 3 plays on the first day and they choose the play. And then over that time, they create the story and we just facilitate. Facilitate's the right word, because we do teach them, obviously, like skills and stagecraft and projection and, you know, all of those important things that come with being a performer, but actually we really just give them the skills that they can then put on the show themselves. That's kind of what I feel.
and we've got this amazing team. I say that you're the kind of the sort of figurehead, the education director, and then there's the kind of support team in the office who do the marketing,
yeah,
and you know, filling in all the box office stuff. But there's also this kind of army of facilitators
the army is the right word. They're just so brilliant.
Cats that occasionally needs herding.
Yeah, well, we have just released a number of new workshops, and that's only possible because of the amount of freelancers we have working for us, and they're incredible, and they're so flexible and so diverse. They've all come from different backgrounds. So as you were already saying, Charlie, a couple of them are professional actors who you might see in Alice this summer or Midsummer Night's Dream, because there's 2 of them there, and a number of them come from drama education backgrounds, a number of them come from performance backgrounds, and some of them have just been facilitators who focus primarily on teaching kids and coming up that way. They haven't necessarily gone into professional acting, but they've all come from different places, and I think that's what makes creation so special, that everybody, and even with the core company as well as the freelancers, everybody who comes into creation have all come from different places, and then you find yourself in this weird bubble that you all kind of just feel like you belong, but also feel like there's a weird common understanding and everybody wants to do the same thing. And I think that's kind of, so the facilitators are amazing. Yeah, they're brilliant.
And then we're just heading into summer workshops next week. So over the summer holidays, we take in a team of interns. who are kind of generally younger and wanting to sort of get their career going in this sort of facilitation. So they get like a immersion in the summer courses.
Yeah, they just kind of get drenched. We just kind of carry them with us for 6 weeks and then hopefully... So Jess, my colleague, is one of the... she kind of oversees a lot of the internships at the moment, and she's I think we've taken 5 this summer, they're brilliant. They're really enthusiastic. Again, have come from all different places. I think we've got one from Australia, a couple of people from I don't know where, like all over anyway. Which is brilliant, and they're going to spend 5 or 6 weeks working alongside the facilitators, learning new skills, and hopefully just kind of throwing themselves and their kind of skills into the week-longs, and then by the end of that the plan would be to hopefully give them work and have them staying with us and nurturing them and encouraging what they're interested in and helping their growth. But that's
them for the summer.
That's them for the summer. We have them.
That's it then. They're in a tent or they're in a church somewhere.
Yeah, they're somewhere. Yeah, popping up in various random locations.
Yeah, summer courses are the thing that's kind of, well, I suppose you guys are all thinking about final shows for Drama Club, but yeah, it seems to be that the summer courses are things that we just can't program quick enough at the minute.
It's the demand is amazing, and actually we've just been having a chat about kind of we need more places because we can't fit all the children because there's so many people, which is brilliant, and final shows finish next week for us in our term time classes, and then we go on to 20 week longs.
God, I don't know. Don't ask me. It's 20
week
longs
over 6 weeks. And I'm saying that, and I don't know why my body is tense because I'm actually really excited about it. But 20 week longs from the age youngest 6 right up to 19, because you've got a new 16 to 19 week long this summer as well, which we're super excited about. So there's plenty of opportunity for every age group to get involved. And because the demand was so high, we've now presented even more opportunity. So if anybody was like, I wasn't quick enough, I had some parents saying, God, the year just went away with me and then it was summer and I didn't have time to book the week I wanted. So there's a possibility that that week now has an extra venue. Yeah. So please do give us a call if that's the case, and we'd love to book you in.
The summer courses, I think, is interesting, like from a sort of outsider. Like, I have a mild fear of children. I like them. I find them fascinating. I'm slightly scared of them. They always seem fairly accepting, but they might turn. You need to have a grown-up in the room with me. But watching the kind of the drama clubs and the summer courses over the time I've been at Creation, there's a really interesting difference between what you can do over 12 weeks of 1 or 2 hours a week, and it's more considered and kind of stretched out, whereas a week-long course is so intense that the like the show that they can put on after 5 days, it's just ridiculous. I guess because their whole lives is just them taking in information. They're just little sponges, and they're trained to just absorb the things that they're told and the things that they're interested in, which is most things. So that by the end of the week they're delivering these kind of 20-30 minute plays, which they only got the lines for 2 days ago, or they only came up with, how are we going to show that Odysseus is on a boat, and then they all scramble around and make something. And an amazing, it's a real difference between what Drama Club kind of what they go through and what they come up with to what a holiday workshop process is. And we have we definitely have people who are either drama clubbers or holiday workshoppers. We have some who are both, but they're distinctly different experiences for the kids to kind of take part in. It's interesting to kind of watch from the outside. And then coming up, you sort of just alluded to it then. I know, because we were going through all this yesterday and kind of coming up with the copy, but you're working on setting up Creation's first ever young company, youth theatre, I don't know, because Creation's never done it, so that's my total education background, so Chrissy's totally in charge of
I'm
what this is going to be.
I'm a little bit nervous about it, because Creation Education has been going for a long time, like 10 years, and I'm a little bit nervous about the fact that it hasn't been done before, because I'm like, you know that kind of thing where you're like, why has it not been done before? am I missing something here? But I've been speaking to a lot of the, I call them my drama club alum, you know, my 15, 16 year olds who have been with Creation long before me. And they were saying, you know, and now we have to leave now because we're 16. And I'm like, oh, why do you have to leave? Because, you know, there's some of them are just really, really dedicated to it. And they're all dedicated to it in different ways. But, you know, they really, like, a lot of them want to already are talking about becoming, I want to be a professional actor and I want to really, really go with this. And so so I kind of sat down one day and said, well, maybe we can do this. Maybe we can open up a young company. So we are. We're very excited. We're launching it in September. We have a week long for 16 to 19 year olds this summer. So there is time to get involved before September. But we've got a... We've got a young company starting on Wednesdays in September, and it runs from September to April. So it runs differently to our term time. It's just one kind of stint of 24 weeks. And then by the end of that, they'll be working towards a fuller length play in a site-specific location. And it's kind of the premise is them being the theatre makers and them kind of coming together as a group of people. So we're not only kind of encouraging actors. We want like... teenagers, young adults who are interested in writing and, you know, stage management and, you know, design and all the other elements of theatre that there are available. So we're not just saying, oh, it's only for actors. We really want to form this sense of company and this sense of ensemble, and also for them to really carry that themselves and go forward with that. We will be facilitating it throughout the year with like various guest practitioners and stuff, but really it's about them carrying this and carrying this flag.
And then it has this sort of unknown potential because we've never done it before and we don't kind of know what the process is. So
I don't know where often it's we're
so many times in sort of preliminary meetings with new venues or with directors or about shows that the sort of unmet desire for, oh, it would be great if we had a larger ensemble, or it would be great if we had two young actors who could do this, or so we don't really know, in terms of the kind of integration with the professional company, we don't really know where that's going to go, except that almost every time we talk about a new project now, there's an idea that we would like to involve some sort of trained young actors.
Absolutely. So, I mean, even last week when Lucy was running the... For anybody who didn't see it, like Lucy ran a Macbeth live streaming all last week, and it was brilliant. And the young people who got involved in that, I mean, we have our research, we have our lovely 16-year-olds who are always ready for any challenge we throw at them. And but that would be a prime example. If we had the young company, it would be going straight to them and saying the young company are going to be part of this, working alongside professional actors in a form of theatre that's never been done before, live streaming on Facebook. I mean, it's so mad that of course we would do it. You know, it's brilliant. And I think that's kind of, they would be, so there's plenty of opportunities outside just their weekly classes to get involved with other stuff, but we don't know where it's going to go. I'm quite excited. I'm nervous, but I always think nerves, like from working as a professional actor, I always think nerves are a really good sign, because nerves mean you really care about something, and nerves mean that it's something it's worth being nervous for. So I'm actually quite excited.
And there is a whole world of, like, there's a festival, let me show my ignorance, there's a youth theatre,
there's lots of youth festivals, yeah. And I mean, it's even like Edinburgh, the amount of like young people who go to Edinburgh every year, and, you know, various drama societies or youth companies who all go up there for like a week or 2 week run, and you know, then there's the National Theatre, they do MT Connections, which is open as well to us. So I mean, we're gonna start with our year here and then see, and then we're gonna take over the world.
It's world nomination next year.
Yes, next year's world. We've got a lot on this year, but next year.
Just come back to that one. All right. Well, I think that's probably the merest scratching of the surface of creation education, and probably all we've done is come up with ideas for a million future podcasts. So I'm going to be trying to round up the youth theatre or go and talk to some 6-year-olds about Hamlet. Yeah. Which
they probably know
fun.
More better than I do. Talk to my sources, my 6-year-olds and my 10-year-olds. They're really good for this. So.
Well, thank you very much, Chrissy. Best of luck with summer and final shows next week. And
thank you so much.
Come back and tell us about all the stuff.
I will do. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Creation Theatre podcast. You can find more episodes and all the latest creation news at creationtheatre.co.uk.